Chapter 13. More Bad News. The next morning, Richard was still at the police station, unhappy, bored, and worried. One of the policemen gave him a newspaper to read. There was another story about the robbery in the paper. Richard read the article, and his eyes opened wide with hope and excitement. Second man arrested. The police have arrested a second man in connection with the robbery of the jewellery shop Apple No. 9. The police found some of the jewellery from the shop in his house. Meanwhile, the condition of the shop owner in hospital is improving. Two pieces of good news, Richard thought. He was happy about the owner of the jewellery shop. He was also very happy about the arrest of the second man. He'll tell the police that I'm not the robber, and then I'll be free again, Richard thought. For the first time in the last few days, he smiled. Later that morning, Richard's family lawyer came to see him. Richard expected the lawyer to give him some good news, but when he saw his lawyer's face, he knew that this wasn't going to happen. The man that the police have arrested said that he robbed the jewellery shop with you, Richard, said the lawyer. Richard was completely shocked. How can he say that? I think he's protecting the other robber, the grandson of the woman you saw on the bus, the lawyer continued. But how can the police believe him? He knows nothing about me, Richard cried. He couldn't believe it. He reads the newspapers. He probably saw your name in the paper and told the police that his partner was called Richard. That's enough. The lawyer's words were so logical. All Richard's hope disappeared. I believe you're innocent, but unfortunately the evidence is not very helpful, the lawyer added. What we need to do is find the man who stole your motorbike. Richard knew this already. But what could he do if he was under arrest? The only person who could help him was Allison.